Professor Andy Neely, Director of the Cambridge Service Alliance and Head of the Institute for Manufacturing.
Andy, thank you very much indeed for talking to the Cambridge Service Alliance Industry Day conference today. We're looking at creating value through customer services. Why that title now?
Well, I think the reality is many organisations are thinking about how they build deeper and stronger relationships with their customers, not just those dealing with end customers or consumers, but in the business-to-business world, people are really concerned about how do I get into a partnership with a customer that allows me to deliver more value for them, but then also means that they continue to work with me through an extended period of time.
It's a fast-changing field, isn't it? And your presentations from senior delegates or people both working within Rolls-Royce, ABB and Zoetis reflected that fast pace of change, didn't it? The technology combining with the service you deliver to the customer.
Yeah, so one of the fascinating things about the three presentations we heard from ABB, Rolls-Royce and Zoetis was really, I guess, the journey, the service journey they've all been on. So they're at different stages of maturity in terms of how far they've developed their services, but they all view it very much as an evolutionary journey. They're thinking constantly, what do we do differently now with our services? Given the way that technology's developed, given the way that data's developed, given the way the internet's developed, and also given the way that other disruptive organisations are coming into the market with new business models and effectively shaking up their established industries.
Any key messages from each of those presentations? Rolls-Royce, what was interesting was they're setting up global centres all over the world, regional centres, yet still looking at the small airline companies as too, as well as dealing with some of the largest in the world. It's quite a skill to juggle that global world, big and small.
It is. So I think one of the fascinating things about Rolls-Royce, of course, is they've got engines on aeroplanes that are flying around the world and constantly moving. And so you need a global footprint in terms of service and support to deal with engines that are moving around the world. You also then need to recognise there are some quite small fleets, some very big fleets. The dynamics are changing. So think about the Middle East. The growth of some of the airports and the airlines in the Middle East in the last few years has been enormous. And so Rolls find they have to build bigger footprints and capability there to support new customers, emerging markets. So they're constantly playing that juggling game, if you like, of worrying about where the world is developing, where the growth is coming from, and how they support their existing customers.
And they have almost 100% sign-up or complete sign-up to their servicing contracts for the life of the engines. And the contracts then cover if the engines are sold on. It's been very well thought through.
So the Rolls-Royce model is fascinating. I mean, in many ways, they're held up as the premier example of an organisation that's innovated its business model and is offering services. And the fact they've got 90%+ of customers or engines that are on total care packages is a really interesting statistic. Effectively, when they introduced this model, when they first said to people, we will guarantee availability of the engine at a fixed cost per flying hour, they were the first in the market to do it. And they've changed the way the airline industry operates as a consequence. And they often describe their total care package as both an insurance policy as well as a service policy. So if you have big expensive assets, clearly you're worried about you running them efficiently, but you're also worried about having the insurance in place that if they break down for some reason, you can get a replacement. And Rolls have thought that model through and clearly implemented it very well.
And successfully. If you then move on to ABB, there was an interesting lesson there because they pointed out the technology can do wonderful things, but it's the people who deliver. So although right down the service value chain, you can have the Internet of Things connecting technology to various service engineers, you can find what the fault is, but it takes people to solve them. So they spoke about the Internet of People.
In ABB's case, the theme was lots of people talking about the Internet of Things, but actually they argued that you need to think about the Internet of Things, people and services. And so it's all very well connecting devices, but actually people play an important part in service systems. And you have to think about services in terms of how you create value. So if you don't think about that entire suite of things, people and services, it's very difficult to create value for the customer.
Now, if we then move on to Zoetis, let's look at their conclusions. They said that you have to really begin what you call the journey with your customers. You bring your company with you. You don't innovate alone. And through value and creating value, you help your customers to do great things. Clearly, you agree with that.
Yeah, I do. I mean, I think the particularly the final comment of Zoetis was a lovely unifying theme. So the notion that actually organisations exist to help their customers do great things or their customers' customers to do great things is a theme that we hear in lots of different organisations thinking about services. And I think too often organisations get focused almost too narrowly. They think about their immediate customer, but actually if you start to think about the customer's customer, and you say, how do I make the customer's customer more efficient, more effective, better able to do the job they want to? If you're the organization that helps your customer help their customer do a better job, you become the preferred partner for your customer, which is the organization you're going to work most closely with. So that final sentence from Zoetis about helping customers do a better job is absolutely the heart of services.
And if people almost feel lost in this new technical world, the Internet of Things and the fast pace of change the technology is allowing, Zoetis also gave one of their final conclusions, which was quite, if you like, sobering. It said, stay with your true core competencies. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, so I think one of the things we see with the services businesses generally is people are thinking a lot about both what they are good at, but who they need to partner with to complement their competence or capability. And so often, particularly in the digitally enabled, data-rich type services, you might find you haven't got all the skills in your own organization. You could decide to try and build them. You could decide to try and acquire a company that brings those skills in. But in many cases, you may be as well partnering with somebody who really supplements the things that you're great at. And so you see more and more examples of people creating networks of organizations, pooling their capability to deliver great services. That brings challenges. So you then got to learn how to coordinate across networks, coordinate with different organizations. So there are some new skills you have to learn as you set those networks up, but it can often be a really valuable way of building great service.
And the Cambridge Service Alliance, you specialize in helping organizations to see how they can change mindsets and attitudes and bring and equip organizations into this world of service delivery.
Yeah, so one of the primary objectives of the Service Alliance is really to do research on what's happening out there in organisations, how they're trying to transform their business models, how they're trying to create value for their customers, how you successfully make the cultural change that you might need to offer and deliver services, and what role technology and data plays in enabling all of that. And we do that by working with a variety of partners. And one of the joys, and I guess in many ways a privilege for us, is the fact that because we work with very different organizations, we learn and we gather insights from those different organizations, many of which are transferable. And so you can see things in organizations like BAE Systems or Caterpillar, asset-heavy industries, that actually have equal applicability in somewhere like Pearson or Zoetis with a more informational people orientation. You can see things in IBM where you go, actually that combination of technical skills and innovation would really influence the way that Caterpillar might work or BAE might work. And so that cross-fertilization of ideas and insights is a really fundamental part of what the Cambridge Service Alliance brings.
Andy, would you call yourself a tomorrow's man? You stay at Airbnb accommodation in America. You presumably have an Apple Watch to monitor your health. Do you think that it's overhyped at the moment or still really at the cusp of being underexplored?
So I think tomorrow's man's an interesting concept. I'm fascinated by the future. And I think one of the really important roles for the university is partly to explain what's going on in the world and try and understand what's going on in the world and make sense of these really quite complex changes that we're seeing. But also to try and look a little bit forward in a sensible way. You can get a bit too futuristic and that can be fun and can be challenging for people, but you need to know when you're painting a picture of what really might happen versus more science fiction type activity. But I think the really healthy balance in the university is to get that combination of understanding what's happening in the world today, but have an eye on the future and where things may be going.
Well, first of all, congratulations. Your Industry Day conference, Creating Value Through Customer Services, has certainly done that. It's roadmapped the way ahead for manufacturing firms who want to servitize their offering. Professor Andy Neely, thank you very much indeed for talking to the Cambridge Service Alliance podcast series today.
Thank you.